Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم, and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, inshallah. Today being the 19th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, corresponding to the 23rd of October 2024. It's gone 13 minutes past 12 Central African Time. You can send in your messages and your recipe request, or if you have any recipes that you would like to share with us, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, our first recipe that we have is titled the chicken drumsticks and green beans curry, and this was sent in by Sister Nasima Zulfi Khan. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nasima for sending in this recipe, and it's titled the chicken drumsticks and green beans curry. So firstly, you're going to heat 3 to 4 tablespoons of oil. 3 to 4 tablespoons of oil. Then you're going to add in 1 large sliced onion. 1 large sliced onion. Add 1 piece of taj. You're going to add in 1 piece of taj. 2 cloves. For people that don't know, taj is cinnamon sticks. You're going to add in 2 cloves, 3 whole black peppers, 3 whole black peppers, 1 teaspoon of whole jeera, 1 teaspoon of whole jeera, 2 torn up whole red chilies, 2 torn up whole red chili. Then you're going to braise it. Thereafter, you're going to add in 1 full teaspoon of ginger garlic. You're going to add in 1 full teaspoon of ginger garlic. Then you're going to stir all the ingredients together. You're going to stir in all the ingredients together. Then you're going to add in 8 skinless drumsticks. You're going to add in 8 skinless drumsticks. Then you're going to braise with the spices for 5 minutes. You're going to braise it with the spices for 5 minutes. Then you're going to add in 1.5 cups of sliced steamed green beans. You're going to add in 1.5 cup of sliced green beans, steamed green beans. Then you're going to add in 1/4 cup of peas. You're going to add in 1/4 cup of peas. Then you're going to add in 2 grated tomatoes. 2 grated tomatoes, 1.5 teaspoons of dhana jeera, 1.5 teaspoons of dhana jeera, 3/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 3/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 level teaspoon of Durban masala, 1 level teaspoon of Durban masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of tomato sauce or tomato paste, 1 tablespoon of tomato sauce or tomato paste. Thereafter, you're going to cook till all is well blended. You're going to cook it till all is well blended. and the chicken and the vegetables are soft. You're going to cook till all is well blended and the chicken and the vegetables are soft. Then you're going to add in a little water if necessary. Add in a little water if necessary. Then you're going to leave it slightly wettish. You can serve it with roti or rice. And that was the recipe for the skinless, the drumsticks, chicken drumsticks, and the green beans. If anyone knows what is the Durban masala, you can please message me. I would also like to know what is the Durban masala. Is there another name for the Durban masala? Our next recipe is for chicken with lemon and rosemary potato wedges. Chicken with rosemary potato wedges. And this comes from Sister Naima Mia. So Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Naima for sending in this recipe. So you're going to need 1 kilo of chicken fillet or chicken pieces. 1 kilo of chicken fillet or chicken pieces. 2 teaspoons of garlic paste. 2 teaspoons of garlic paste. 1 teaspoon of red chili paste. 1 teaspoon of red chili paste. 2 teaspoons of salt. 2 teaspoons of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/4 teaspoon of dhana jiru. 1/4 teaspoon of dhana jiru. 1/4 teaspoon of dhana jiru. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of red crushed chilies. 1 teaspoon of red crushed chilies. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. And 1/4 cup of olive oil. 1/4 cup of olive oil. 60 grams of butter. 60 grams of butter. And then you're going to heat with the access, marinate and use to baste. Heat with excess marinate, use to baste. So you're going to make a paste. Your method, you're going to make a paste with the above ingredients and you're going to marinate the chicken. You're going to paste with the above ingredients and you're going to marinate the chicken. You're going to place it onto an oven tray. You're going to place it onto an oven tray. Bake in for 180 degrees for 40 minutes. Bake in an oven at 180 degrees for 40 minutes. You're going to cover it with a foil on the bottom shelf. Covered with the foil on the bottom shelf. Thereafter, you're going to remove the foil and you're going to brush the melted butter mixture. Okay, somebody sent me a message as to what is Durban Masala. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listener. Then you're going to remove the foil and brush a melted butter mixture. Then you're going to place the rack onto the center shelf. Place the rack on the center shelf. Then you're going to change the heat setting to grill and grill for a few minutes on both sides. Change the heat settings to grill and to grill for a few minutes on both sides. That was for the chicken, how to prepare the chicken. Now we have the recipe for the potato wedges. So you're going to need 3 medium potatoes washed and cut into wedges. You're going to need 3 potato wedges washed and cut into wedges. You're going to fry into an oil, but until it's half done. You're going to fry it into an oil until it's half done. Then you're going to need 1 tablespoon of lemon pepper. 1 tablespoon of lemon pepper. Then you're going to need 1/2 teaspoon of salt. You're going to need 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. The juice of 1/2 a lemon. Juice of 1/2 a lemon. 1 teaspoon of dried rosemary. 1 teaspoon of dried rosemary. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Thereafter, you're going to combine all the ingredients into a bowl. Combine all the ingredients into a bowl. Add the fried wedges. Add the fried wedges and toss until it is all coated. Add the fried wedges and toss until all is coated. Thereafter, you're going to place into a Pyrex or oven tray. Place it into a Pyrex or oven tray. And you're going to bake it for 30 minutes. You're going to bake it for 30 minutes. And that was the recipe for the wedges and the chicken. The chicken with lemon, rosemary, potato wedges, they Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Naima Mia for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is from Sister Pamela Pariachi. Say thank you very much for sending in this recipe. And it is for curried turkey with peas. Curried turkey with peas. So you're going to need a 500 gram turkey thighs, sliced and cubed. 500 gram turkey thighs, sliced and cubed. 1 onion, thinly sliced. 90 ml of oil, you can add more if you prefer. You're going to need 1 anistar seed. 1 star anise seed. 2 cinnamon sticks. You're going to need 1 bay leaf. And 1 sprig curry leaf. We need one bay leaf and one sprig of curry leaf. 2 teaspoons of crushed ginger and garlic. 2 tablespoons of hot curry powder. 2 tablespoons of hot curry powder. 1 green chili sliced in half. 1 green chili sliced in half. 1 tomato diced into small pieces. 1 tomato diced into small pieces. Then you're going to need 1/4 cup of peas. Then you're going to need 1/4 cup of peas. Then you're going to need 50 ml of water. Then you're going to need 50 ml of water. Then you're going to need the salt, and you can use as per your limit. You're going to need some salt, and then you can use as per your limit. Thereafter, you'll need a fresh coriander leaves and a few curry leaves. You're going to need some fresh coriander leaves and a few curry leaves. You can use this to garnish. So that was the ingredients. Your method. You're going to fry the onion in a heated oil until it's tender. You're going to fry the onion in a heated oil until it's tender. Thereafter, you're going to add in the cinnamon stick, the bay leaf, and the star anise seed, and you're going to stir until it is almost brown. So you're going to add in the cinnamon stick, the bay leaf, and the star anise seed until it is almost brown. Thereafter, you're going to add in your tomatoes and curry leaves. You're going to add in your tomatoes and curry leaves. And you can add in the ginger and garlic. Add the ginger and garlic. When the tomatoes have softened, you can add in the ginger and garlic. When the tomatoes have softened, you can add in a bit of ginger and garlic mix. Thereafter, you're going to stir in the curry powder. You're going to stir into the curry powder. And then you're going to add a little water to prevent the masala from burning. You're going to add in a little bit of water to prevent the masala from burning. Then you can add you can add in the sliced turkey pieces and mix thoroughly. Add the sliced turkey pieces and mix thoroughly. Do not add the water. Do not add water. Cook for about 10 minutes. Cook for about 10 minutes. Only add the water. Only add the water when the oil comes up to the top. Only add the oil, add the water when the oil comes up to the top. Thereafter, you're going to add the peas and the green chilies. Add the peas and the green chilies. And you're going to cook it for a further 30 minutes. Add the peas and the green chilies, and you're going to cook it for a further 30 minutes. You're going to switch off the stove, and after 5 minutes, add your coriander. Switch off your stove and after 5 minutes, you're going to add in the coriander and a few curry leaves for flavor and for garnishing. And that was a recipe for the curried turkey with peas. And we say thank you very much to Pamela, Sister Pamela, for this recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is for crispy fried fish. Crispy fried fish. And this was sent in by Sister Fatima Shakir Bobat. Sister Fatima Shakir, I say Jazakallah Khairan for the recipe. So inshallah, you're going to need the ingredients for the fried fish. You're going to need a garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 2 tablespoons of red chili powder. 2 teaspoons of red chili powder. Then you're going to add in 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper powder. 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper powder. Then you're going to need 1 teaspoon of mustard powder. 1 teaspoon of mustard powder. And thereafter, you're going to need some salt as per taste. Salt as per taste. Then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of hot sauce. 2 tablespoons of hot sauce. 1 tablespoon of vinegar. 1 tablespoon of vinegar. Then you're going to cut into strips of 500 grams. You're going to cut the fish into 500 grams. You cut the strip of 500 gram fish into strips. So you're going to cut 500 gram of fish into strips. Then you're going to mix it well and leave it for an hour. Mix it well and leave it for an hour. And in a white plate, a wide plate, you're going to mix 1 cup of plain flour. 1 cup of plain flour. 3/4 cup corn flour. 3/4 cup corn flour. You're going to use 2 beaten eggs. 2 beaten eggs. And you're going to need oil for frying. You're going to need oil for frying. So first you're going to coat the fish in a dry mixture. Coat the fish in a dry mixture. Coat the fish in a dry mixture. And then you're going to dip in the beaten eggs. You're going to dip it in beaten eggs and again a final coat in the dry mixture. So the first coat of fish in a dry mixture, then you're going to dip it in beaten eggs and again a final coat in dry mixture. Thereafter, you're going to fry the fish in a medium hot oil for about 3 minutes. Fry the fish in a medium hot oil, for about 3 minutes. Then you're going to take out the fish and give it a rest for about 10 minutes. You're going to take out the fish and give it a rest for about 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, you're going to refry the fish. After 10 minutes, you're going to refry the fish in a medium hot oil. In a medium hot oil until it's crispy and golden brown. Then you're going to serve it with a hot with spicy sauce. Now to create or to make the spicy sauce, you're going to need 1/4 cup of water. 1/4 cup of water. If you want, you can use 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 3 small garlic cloves, 3 small garlic cloves, a white pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper, 1 tablespoon of red chili powder, 1 tablespoon of red chili powder, 3 tablespoons of chili garlic sauce, 3 tablespoons of chili garlic sauce, 2 to 3 teaspoons of icing sugar, 2 to 3 teaspoons of icing sugar. You're gonna need 1/4 teaspoon of salt to taste, 1/4 teaspoon of salt to taste, and thereafter you're gonna need 1 cup of mayonnaise, 1 cup of mayonnaise, and then you're gonna blend all the ingredients together. And that was the recipe for your crispy fried fish. And that was sent in by Sister Fatima Shakir Babat. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima for sending in that recipe. It's gone 20 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:40, 12:45. And if you did send in your messages or if you sent in your recipes and if I could not play it out, please make me maaf. Inshallah, I will play it out for you tomorrow. Please do send it as early as possible so I may start with your recipe first. Say Jazakallah Khair and once again, Fi Amanillah, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.